Welcome back to the corner of First Play, where we gather together gaming experiences, good, bad, and legally actionable. This week, production assistant and audio wizard Adrian Ruiz Langan explains why Dead Space's sound design makes it the scariest game on PS3 so far.
I missed the initial launch of Dead Space. I was playing a lot of other games at the time, so when I did get around to actually sitting down with a copy of it, I hadn't seen much of the info around the game, so I didn't have that many expectations. I was literally blown away by how scary it actually was. I think what made Dead Space really scary, obviously there's the horrifying mutilated monsters and the scary dark environment that you spend most of your time in, but one of the things that really stood out to me was just how well the sound managed to kind of encapsulate that sense of fear. They'd managed to get an exact replication of a horror film, but in an interactive form that actually did work and did react to you. One of the techniques they used in Dead Space, which I was really impressed with, was the use of unrelated sounds that really kind of catch you off guard. So there's points when nothing's really going on and you're just walking around. Suddenly you'll hear a big clank or some strange sound. It forces you to stop and look around and look for whatever this thing might be. And actually it's nothing, and it's just something to keep you on the edge of your seat. You never get a moment where you go, ah, oh, right, I'm safe now, I can relax, because it feels like there's always something about to get you. One of the great things about Dead Space is the lines between music and sound design are much more blurred than you get in a traditional game. Rather than having just straight real-life sound effects and then a music track put on top, the two are merged together to create an evil soundscape which is constantly changing and shifting and evolving so that you really get that sense of atmosphere. Horror films traditionally work really well with their sound. They have a really big build-up to a big scary moment and then a big crash and crescendo music. With a game, it's much harder to do because right at the point where you want it to be the most scary, the player can decide to turn around and go do something else. One of the things that works really well is how they've managed to get all of the sounds to work in that interactive environment. So everything feels natural and you can almost feel the sounds starting to tell you what's going to happen before it actually does happen. One of the things you can do to see this in effect is to walk into a situation where you start to hear that build-up of music, and if you just stop, you'll hear it kind of sustain at that level of suspense, and if you walk a little bit away, it'll get a bit less scary. And it's quite interesting to see that that actually does work and how it's put together. The best thing about all of these techniques and all of this really clever technology is that it all just blends together and becomes almost natural and part of how the game should be. So you never really notice it as like a clever technique. You just feel quite scared as you're playing this really intense game. I think Dead Space is fantastic. For me, it's easily the scariest game on PlayStation 3. The sound is a massive part of that, and it's something that I really enjoyed, but it's the way the whole game comes together to keep you on the edge of your seat the entire time you're playing. And I think it really does set a benchmark for all horror games. I absolutely can't wait for Dead Space 2 to come out.
We'll be bringing you more gaming personals in the near future, and if you've got one you'd like to share, press square now to get in touch.